"Dick," said the farmer in a peremptory voice, giving the rein a quick jerk as he spoke. But Dick moved not a step.
"Dick, you vagabond, get up."
And the farmer's whip cracked sharply by the pony's ear. It availed not, however, this second appeal. Dick stood firmly disobedient. Next, the whip was brought down upon him with an impatient hand, but the pony only reared up a little. Fast and sharp the strokes were next dealt, to the number of half a dozen. The man might as well have beaten the wagon, for all his end was gained. A stout lad now came out into the road, and catching Dick by the bridle, jerked him forward, using at the same time the customary language on such occasions. But Dick met this new ally with increased stubbornness, planting his forefeet more firmly and at a sharper angle with the ground. The impatient boy now struck the pony on the side of the head with his clenched hand and jerked cruelly at his bridle. It availed nothing, however. Dick was not to be wrought upon by any such arguments.
"Don't do so, John."
I turned my head as the maiden's sweet voice reached my ear. She was passing through the gate into the road, and in the next moment had taken hold of the lad and drawn him away from the animal. No strength was exerted in this. She took hold of his arm, and he obeyed her wish as readily as if he had no thought beyond her gratification.